In 2010, Republican Sean Duffy won the open 7th Congressional District seat held for decades by Democrat Dave Obey. In 2012, Democrat Pat Kreitlow hopes to take it back. Kreitlow lost his Eau Claire area state Senate seat in 2010. In his speech to delegates, he talked about the importance of workers' rights, one of the dominant themes in Madison since he left the state capitol.
We are reasserting a fundamental truth about work and workers. The Democratic Party is the party of the American worker.
In the 1st Congressional District that stretches from Janesville to Kenosha, Democrats are hoping to defeat Republican Paul Ryan. Ryan has risen to national prominence as the House budget chair based largely on his plan to revamp Medicare for people 55 and younger. Challenger Rob Zerban says that plan has made other Republicans vulnerable, and it makes Ryan vulnerable too.
My opponent not only endorses the plan to end Medicare, he wrote the plan to end Medicare. And it is the same plan that just last week was resoundingly rejected in New York's 26th Congressional District in a special election.
Ryan has never had a close race. He was first elected in 1998. Incumbent Democratic U.S. Representatives Tammy Baldwin, Ron Kind, and Gwen Moore also spoke. Baldwin and Kind are said to be mulling leaving their seats to run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Herb Cole. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.